Blog Talk Radio.
Blog Talk Radio, we back!
Before 20 show.
We get the Earth World and the streets and out to the
beat. Before 20 show.
You got some fun, I break it up and it up.
What up? It's not your boy Ant Live, it's Nelly. And welcome to the D420 Show with your host, Ant Live, our old bitter bastard, Steve Stoner, and all the way from the West Coast, let's not forget, Smoking Joe Rocha. So sit back, get ready, smoke up to the D420 Show.
What up, Blog Talk Radio, it's Thursday night, 9 a.m. It's the D420 Show, let's rock, baby.
What up, it's your boy Ant Live. I believe Smokey's there. Smokey, you there? I'm not hearing you. Why am I not hearing you? ¿Y por qué no estás oyendo? I don't know why I'm not getting you, brother. What up? Anyway, this is the final show, number 365 on the Blog Talk. I was only going to run this real short because I wasn't sure they was going to let this show, this episode run. Smoke, call in again. Let's see what happens. I don't know why I'm not getting you. I'm not hearing your audio. I opened up your mic, so I don't know what's up. All right. So, tonight's going to be the final episode for the Blog Talk. Blog Talk just really doesn't do anything for us. You know, they're charging me. They don't do shit for me. They erased a bunch of my fucking audios. I mean, there's just no reason for me to waste my time, my money, or efforts into Blog Talk Radio anymore. You know what I'm saying? So this will be the final show. You guys need to go over to the YouTubes and go look for us under the D420 Show. D420 Show, just like here. But I don't think we have it's the D420 Show. It's just the D420 Show. Or look for your boy Ant Live. You know what I'm saying? Smoking Joe. You'll see him on Twitter, on Facebook, and all that. What else?
What else? We're missing something huge.
Oh, well, Steve Stoner's birthday was yesterday, so let's throw a big shout out to Smokey Stevie. Stevie Stoner, the old boner, Mr. Old Bitter Bastard himself.
Happy birthday, Steve.
What else is going on? Bentley's birthday?
No,
Brandy. Oh, Brandy's birthday? All right, let's see now. Smoke, are
Dennis,
you there? All right. What?
Somebody hear me.
I got you. Go ahead, brother. Go ahead.
I'm back.
Well, like I said, I was saying a little bit earlier, I don't know if you was getting the gist of it, we're leaving the Blog Talk because Blog Talk just is a waste of time. They're taking money from me, they're not doing anything for us, they don't promote us, they don't do shit. And they just recently deleted a bunch of my audios. So I'm only left with a handful of audios. I just don't think it's worth it. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to move over to the YouTube. I already see that there's a way to live stream from my page. I just need to find out how do I get you involved. You know what I'm saying? How do I get your audio? You know, what we're going to do is we're going to set it up through the phone or the laptop where it'll be like Skyping, you know what I'm saying, to get into the live stream. So we're going to set that up for maybe next week. I'm gonna try to do a test run Sunday just to see how to get it going. And then I'm going to do some more of the legwork, and we'll get it all set up for next week, Thursday night. You know, I just wanted to throw out the last show. I wasn't sure if this show was gonna run, because the minute I try to get onto the blog talk, it's giving issues. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I was just like, yo, we wasn't gonna do the episode today. But since I saw it running, I was like, fuck it, let's see what's good. Text you, and we're here. We're making it happen. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So yo, let me ask you a question. What's going on with your son in that little inside the park triple? You know what I'm saying? What up?
Yeah, he was doing his thing, man, on Tuesday night.
Nice. I am the ball, follow through.
That's it.
That was a nice little hit. You know what I'm saying? That shit up there, he sent it down the line with a little bit of authority. That's why the little kids didn't want to try to catch that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. That's what's up.
What else we got going on, Melopee?
I'm leaving town.
Oh, Melopee's leaving town. Check it out. Yesterday was Steve Stoner's birthday.
Okay.
I would have done the round of applause, but we don't got that sound anymore. We really don't got shit anymore. I got the outro and the intro. That's it. And Michael Jackson. So for whatever reason, whoever deleted all my shit only liked Michael Jackson. You know what I'm saying? So yesterday was Steve Stoner's birthday. I told him to come see me this weekend. All my girls are leaving the house. We're going on a strip club run.
Bad boy.
You know what I'm saying? I can't let the old man, you know what I'm saying, not see some ass shaking in his face so he can put his dick in his hand. You know what I'm saying?
Let's see, man.
You know, what kind of friend am I if I'm not there letting him see some cutie pies die? You know what I'm saying? I don't know why I forget this fucker's birthday. His birthday is the last month before our month. I don't know why the fuck I forgot it yesterday. I texted you guys yesterday, but I guess that was just because I was thinking about the blog talk shit. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But we'll get thoroughly lit up this weekend. I'll make sure we bring some drinky drinks and get stinky stankin' up in the motherfucking place.
Oh.
Yeah.
I just
want
to be clear.
Uh-oh.
I'll be gone this weekend.
That's right.
So if any hoes be coming in the house,
they
got to
clean up after themselves.
Make sure they fucking mop my floors and do my laundry.
I know how it goes. Any hoes come here, they got to pick up the clothes. Hey, hoes, pick up the clothes. Do the laundry and fold some sheets, huh? Fold some sheets. Lick a dick, fold the sheet. Lick a dick, fold some sheets. Lick a dick, fold some sheets. But it ain't that hard. Keep licking and it'll get harder. You know what I'm saying? I may have to sacrifice so that my man, my boy, my dude, gets some tang. You know what I'm saying? I may have to sacrifice. I may have to, you know, start it off and have her giving me head just to warm him up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I have to do it. Sometimes, as harsh as it is, man, your wingman's got to take that, you know what I'm saying? Your wingman's got to take one for the team, dogs. You know what I'm saying, motherfucker? You know, it ain't like I want to get head from Shorty. But I need to get her to be like, yo, open up, boo-boo. It's okay. Whatever you do with my man, I'm not going to judge you. You feel what I'm saying? But sometimes they need that confirmation, you know, of they dick in your mouth, of your dick in their mouth. You know what I'm saying? And then they like, oh, you know what? I'm sucking this nigga dick. He already know I'm a freak. Fuck it. It's all good. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you got to do that shit. I don't want to do it, but, you know, if I got to, I got to.
Don't worry, babe.
Just understand this. Whatever happens to happen, you know what they say. What happens in the club stays in the club. You know what I'm saying? Basically, I ain't gonna spend no money on these bitches. So that's already the plus right there. You better say?
Yeah.
I mean, that's the way I look at it. I look at it like that, though. So I'm like, yo, I think, you know, when a nigga not spending money, then that's, he's doing a good job. You know what I'm saying? He's doing a good service. You know what I'm saying? He's helping out a friend in need. You know what I'm saying? He's connecting two souls together. So what's going on with you over there, Smokey? You guys running around from immigration and shit? Everybody's all of a sudden switching, moving from house to house? What's
going on? That's kind of touching go game.
Like big reflectors into the sun. they burn these fucking birds in the air when the birds go flying by them. So nothing is really great. And then when they looked at the list of all the countries putting in money to pledge in their support to climate change, fucking America was number one again with the most. The fucking most. And I know that these fucking Arabs, they gotta have money in the fucking sand dunes. They, what the fuck is they spending money on the sand dunes, you know what I'm saying? Them niggas own oil, and you know they're selling the oil to everybody. Those motherfuckers gotta have more money than us, bro. They never kick in. You know what I'm saying? So your boy just stepped out, and now we're gonna hear in the next couple of weeks how he doesn't care about the planet and all that bullshit. You see, he don't like Mexicans, and he don't like the world.
He don't like nothing and don't make money.
Hey, bro. It ain't only Mexicans he's getting rid of. He's getting rid of Argentinians, Guatemalans, what we like to call over here, Guatemaltecas, you know what I'm saying? They got rid of the Mantecas and all that, you know what I'm saying? The Jamaicans, which I always thought was unfair. You know, it was crazy because if you ever, from here in Florida for the years I lived here, now it's changed. It just changed because Obama lifted the sanctions to Cuba, right? But they had this policy which was wet foot, dry foot. That meant if you at least got your feet on the fucking sand, you stayed in America. But that should only apply to Cubans. It didn't apply to the Haitians, the Dominicans, the Mexicans, the Guatemalans, no fucking body else. That, and there's a bunch of motherfuckers who have made these treks to get to America. You know what I'm saying? They've gone through different ways just to get here. You know what I mean? Because I was married to an immigrant. And Vince told me a story of how somebody she knew traveled from, I think it was DR to PR to get into, I think it was DR to PR to go to NY. Then another one was from some shit to get to Mexico to go down to California to get it. I was just like, yo, these niggas don't come directly from their countries. Sometimes they travel around to get in. And every person who got in will get their asses shut the fuck back, except those fucking Cubans. That shit was crazy. And I never understood that shit. There were some motherfuckers that would come in some hard shit. These motherfuckers will come in a makeshift plastic M&M bottle. You know what I'm saying? And there'd be 18 of these niggas in an M&M bottle. We're trying to get over the ocean. And those motherfuckers will get put into another little boat and shit like that. And a Cuban will come over here with a motherfucking Walmart baby pool. Nigga straight comfortable inside the Walmart baby pool. And all inflatable shit. You make it here, and they be like, come on in. You're all good. No se preocupes. I don't get it. I think just from all the shit that I went through with that immigrant, for her to get papers and everything to go legal, yo, nigga, I don't think anybody should be able to bypass that bitch. Fuck that. I told my daughter, too, to get her grandmother prepared, because when Trump comes through, he's cleaning the house, and we might have to say goodbye to Abuela. You know what I'm saying? And I love her. I love Abuela, nigga. I really love her. I love the shit out of her, bro. You know what I'm saying? But after all these years, come on. You've been procrastinating, Abuela. You've been procrastinating. Now this nigga's going to put the, he's either going to put the pep in your step, or you're going to have to put the pep in your step out. You know what I'm saying? And the only thing I can do is I can take some selfies with you. You know what I'm saying? To remind me of when you was down here. And I don't know about another countries, because everybody's always talking about other countries. The medical is cheaper, but is it better? Is like the service better?
The medical?
I know in Mexico, you can go to Mexico or Colombia and go get some shit done for cheaper. But usually that's from somebody who don't have a license. You know what I'm saying? But my question is, would the service be just as good as here in America, or would it be better?
Probably better.
Probably better. Probably better. I don't know. I'd like to. I don't. Not that I want to see it firsthand, but I'd like to, you know, be informed about that. I would like to know that. Because I'm always hearing different shit. Like, it's when I used to work in the restaurants, right? I would always meet a lot of different people from all over, every country, and a lot of the Venezuelans would go to I don't know why I'm drawing a blank right now, but Panama, let's say Panama, right? To go do their teeth. Because they get their teeth done cheaper, everything is better, whatever. And, you know, and then some ladies will go to get their ass implants done or titty implants done. So in like Colombia, you know what I'm saying? But is it because it's cheaper and better care, or is it just because it's cheaper? You know what I'm saying?
Maybe those people because it's cheaper. And it's not much
it's
of
not
a money
much
thing.
Of a money thing.
I think they more
passionate to the people.
I do know this. And this I've experienced firsthand. I do know that in other countries they're willing to do different treatments for ailments that here in America they just won't do. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
My example was when my daughter's older sister, when she was young, very young, she had started producing spots on her arms and on her hands and her legs and her face. And we brought it to the doctor, and the doctor told us that she was experiencing vitiligo. Now, that's the shit that they claim Michael Jackson had that changes his color. But what it is you ever seen those people that walk around, they look like army, they got army? It looks like oil, like hot oil or something burned their face because they got dark spots and then they got these white skin, you know, pink skin.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, that's vitiligo. And we sent her and our moms to, I'd like to say, Honduras. Honduras or maybe Venezuela, one or two. And because they had a regimented treatment that they worked with that. You know what I'm saying? But the problem was you needed to stay down there for a little while to go through.
Exactly.
And they just couldn't do that. You know what I'm saying? But it was just, to me, it's always been crazy because I left America maybe once, just once. But as a person who's never left America, you wouldn't understand why. And if you didn't speak any other languages and didn't meet other people, you wouldn't understand why the fuck people go out of the country to go to the hospitals when you would think here in America we have the greatest doctors, right?
Like I said, man. It's about the money, man.
So you think it's
cheaper over there, but don't you think that over there they're still going to have you paying the equivalent that you would be paying over here for over there standards? You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
Their money may not compare to
the American. You need to pay more.
Yeah.
Well, if that happens, then you're not compassionate, then I thought you
were. I mean, but do they have to, you know, they don't have to be compassionate.
No, I'm just guessing. I mean, I'm just saying, because, you know, I mean, even the healthcare around kind of sucks, you know, if you don't have the right HMO or whatever.
Yeah, but you see, he was in Canada when the shit happened, right?
Another country.
Yeah, but he happened to be there, so it wasn't like he traveled out there. You know what I mean?
That's true. Yeah, point.
You know, I'm thinking about the people who actually go to make plans to travel out there, and I'm just curious.
You know,
like,
was healthcare better? Obese was compared to here.
I just when I think about this type of deal, I try to keep my mind open because you never know when you're in a situation where if it's for your kid or your loved one where you're willing to try any goddamn thing. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, if it's something you're willing to travel and just save your family member.
Yeah, no doubt. I get that. But then I think people do it out of personal, compared to states, because the states would be happy, I guess. Everything's got to be free. Yeah, but not for nothing. Now that I have to deal with those people, they're a bunch of fucking frauds. All of
exactly. Everything, all, every, everything, it's money. It's a fraud.
Bro, they're fucking frauds. Because, listen, as soon as you give them the money, it's all good. They don't give a fuck if you're poisoning shit. As long as you're giving them that cash.
You know, I mean, I can't, but they get into everybody. If you don't cut your nose, you might get shit like that.
Funny shit is, they're the type of motherfuckers. All of those alphabet fucking bullshits. Them niggas will harass you until you pay up. Cause the minute you pay up, whatever horrible shit your shit was doing, they don't give a fuck.
Exactly.
So, you know, but like I was talking to Penny the other day because I was like, Penny, do you know and can you believe that the FDA themselves, the Food Administration, whatever, right?
They have
an acceptable level of shit, rat shit, and fucking, it's rat shit. What? Okay, it's rodent feces. They have an acceptable level of rodent feces in all the food that we eat. Okay?
Oh, yeah.
So now, you get a bag of rice or some shit, you would think the FDA monitors people to make sure that these people keep their shit clean. No. The rule is not keep their shit clean. It's to minimize the filth. Now, that's fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
So then what's the use of those motherfuckers? You know, why are they making so much money? Why do they even have any say in anything? If they're not even doing a real job. They're half-assing the job.
Exactly.
There should be 0% of rat shit in my foods.
Exactly.
Exactly.
You know,
and
the chemicals they spray in cans to keep your food in there in cans.
How could you expect the product, the company, to keep their shit clean for you when they're being told by the people who could fuck them over that, listen, you keep your shit clean, but you don't got to keep it that clean. You know what I'm saying? Then they're going to turn to us and be like, oh, we're going to do our best. Don't you worry. But they don't got nothing to worry about. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Like you said, man.
That's just like.
Little by little, man. If you're not in that 1%, got that money to be right.
Yeah, but you want to know something? The people matter, bro. The people matter. And the point of that is, you see all these people coming together and fighting because they hate Trump, which is stupid, when they should be going and saying, listen, we're going to all protest at the White House itself saying that we ain't being charged taxes no fucking more. That's it.
Oh.
You won't take our taxes out of our fucking paychecks any goddamn more. But no, they won't do that. They'll get together and be like, oh, he don't like this and he don't like that because they're fucking idiots and cowards.
Bingo.
The real problem is the shit they're doing to us. not the bullshit going on around us, the shit they've been doing to us. The fucking ATF. Mm-hmm. We shouldn't have that. That's ridiculous. They don't do shit. They're garbage. The FDA, the CIA, the FBI, all those shit. Homeland Security is supposed to take care of that shit. You know what I'm saying? You got all these different fucking factions, intelligence companies or whatever, agencies. They don't do shit but straight rob niggas. Straight rob their citizens. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then they want to turn around and ask us to be compassionate for some motherfucker in a different country. How am I going to be compassionate to some motherfucker in a different country I don't know nothing about? I don't see shit going through. You motherfuckers is raping and robbing me, and you want me to worry about him. Fuck him. That's the whole shit about this motherfucking, that Paris fucking climate agreement shit. It's a bunch of bullshit. It's to make the richest country in the world, which they claim to be is us, to be paying way more money for our electricity usage and oil usage and all that, so that we can start toning down the usage. How stupid is that? It's just fucking stupid. Just goddamn dumb. And then, you know, we got a lot more shit that we really got to be fucking with.
Oh yeah.
You know, they legalized marijuana, still at the state level, still not at the federal level. What the fuck is they waiting on? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just a whole bunch of different shit. You're like, yo, what the fuck?
Uh-oh. I hear the door. Oh, my God.
That's the phone call knocking on the door like that.
Fucking agency.
Here I am talking about them. They're knocking on the door.
Yeah, I know, man. On the last show of the D4 show, on Block Talk Radio. Fucking Block Talk Radio.
These motherfuckers swatted me, Joe. They got the swat.
Yeah, I better watch my 20. My location off my phone.
Take your fucking location off.
Yeah, I gotta take my location off.
Those fuckers are gonna come.
They're gonna come out of nowhere. I'm only down the street.
I'm in a decent area away from the cops.
I hear you, man. I'm over here sitting at the high school. Waiting for my son to finish baseball.
Nice.
Yeah. Over here puffing off joints.
Well, I've been watching a couple of different people doing their live streams, and on the page on YouTube, on our page, we have an option to do a live streaming. So what I have to see is how to find out how to get you guys to join in when you're not around. You know what I'm saying? So when, because I've watched other shows where they'll have five or six other people, and every time a person talks, the main camera will go to their visual. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
They have a picture, or they have themselves there. You know what I'm saying?
Can we call it live?
People will text in chat. They'll do the live chat, and then the people that you have live are the people you invite. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I gotta find out. I'm gonna fuck with it this weekend to find out. Because I think that there's a way to... I gotta send you the link, and then you call in.
And be on the same... So if I get a live video on my end, when I'm done.
Yeah, it'll have your video on your end. Like it'll be like we're Skyping.
Okay.
But instead of like all the boxes, like just two people there, what happens is you have the boxes on the bottom, and every time people talk, your box will open up bigger so people know who it is that's talking. The other people will stay low on the bottom, you know what I'm saying? So it kind of keeps it clean. I just got to see how to work it out. I just thought it'll be a lot more fun when we can see each other, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then if we do the live stream and I don't got to edit those shows, right, you know what I'm saying? I can go into the old shows, edit those, and then start throwing those up, you know what I'm saying?
Yep.
So we'll see what we do there. So, Penny, do you have anything for the end of the show? Nothing at all? Sound like somebody's trying to get out of here. Okay.
Just send me a message. Go back to go.
Huh?
She don't got her go bag to go.
She don't. I never prepared her a go bag for this purpose.
Oh.
Smokey, take my advice, brother. Always have a go bag for you. Never set a go bag for her. Because if she tries to leave you while you're at work, you want the bitch to be stuck trying to pack so you can walk in on her. You know what I'm saying?
There you go. That's a good point.
You walk right in. Like, hey. I brought that for you while you're with me. We don't ask where you're going. We don't want to know. Hey, I brought that for you for while you're with me. When you know where you're going, not yours no more. You can leave that there. You know what I'm saying? I brought you those panties too. You can leave that there.
I'll leave them for my roommate.
Word up. What are you doing with the dog? I don't care if I don't like him. That's my dog. Well, then cut him in half. I want half that dog.
Right. Gotta split him up every other week.
Damn right. Nah, nigga, I'm horrible. I'm horrible, nigga. All the bitches that break up with me, they hate me. I'll be like, so what? Me too. I hate me too, bitch. Join the club. Yeah, my nose got all clogged up. I gotta start pacing.
Hold on. All right. Well, what's everybody, bro? Everybody out there in the D420 family, you're growing in the year.
So, what else is going down this week, bro? What else is going down this week? Oh, did you see that Kathy Griffin shit holding the head of Donald Trump?
Was it a painting?
Did you see that thing with Kathy Griffin holding the Donald Trump head?
No.
Oh, man, you got to go look on Facebook or some shit.
Okay.
Well, on YouTube, she did a photo shoot holding a decapitated head that looked like Donald Trump. Blood all over her face and shit.
Okay, I think I might have seen that.
Hey, yo, shit, I'm not for nothing, nigga. In my hood, that's a shot across the bow, dogs.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
That's probably on the top 20 of the triggers on government yearly.
Yeah, but the problem is, she's a white bitch with money. They ain't gonna go on her.
They ain't gonna fuck with her.
Nope. You want to know why? They won't fuck with us. Mm-hmm. That bitch donates money to the DNC. You know what I'm saying? Believe me, all those celebrity activists and shit, they donate a lot of money.
Yep.
Well, it's on a cause that generates money and they donate to them. and they get away with a lot of shit. Why do you think all the rich people be fucking
yeah.
up babies?
Yeah.
Why do you
yeah.
think girls miss
yeah.
and nobody wants to fucking go and decapitate nobody? Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's why they always target
middle class
below.
Below,
put you
system.
Always gotta be paying.
Gotta be paying.
Gotta be paying for anger management.
Look at,
capacity. You gotta be paying.
That, that drug. Blew up the Ariana concert. Right.
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 Check out, dude. These motherfuckers. Nobody wants to be outraged. No, my nigga. These motherfuckers. Hurt little girls, little teeny boppers, you know what I'm saying? And these motherfuckers back are like, oh, no, we gotta be understanding. You want to show understanding, run up in a Muslim town, the little city, whatever, and go grab all of their kids and kill them in front of those motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? You want to play that game, then let's play the game for real. This is the reason why you left your country. Because those niggas over there was grabbing your kids and killing them in front of you. And you were cowards. You left your country to come over here to safety. And then you realized that these niggas over here was cowards. So you started doing what those monsters were doing in your country over here. Like, get the fuck out of here. I was watching this interview, and it was about what happened over there in Manchester. And it was like one of the BBC dudes interviewing two Muslims. One was a cleric that was there in Australia or whatever, and there was, the other one was in Europe over there by Manchester or whatever. And so, dude is like, the problem is they're radicalizing the young kids that come into the mosque. It only takes two or three sessions to radicalize them. You read them Proverbs that are coming out of our books, that are calling for the murder of the people that they don't agree with. You know what I'm saying? So then the other one is like, I don't know what he's talking about. Our teachings have been the teachings of thousands of years. It's always been this way. Those are just radicals. And dude was like, yo, why are you lying to them? Yo, he straight up was like, yo, why are you lying to them? Be honest. He's like, if you're a man of God, just be honest. Our teaching in the Bible, in our book, it teaches us to do wrong. When we agree on that and deal with it, then we can start integrating in this and that. And the other nigga was like, nah, that's nonsense, isn't that? And to me, that really, it said a lot to me, because the dude that was saying, be honest, he was a clerk, right? One of those, I don't know what they call it, I don't know what that is. So he's in the faith. Maybe he preaches or maybe he just prays a lot. I don't know what the fuck it is. He had the big old turban and all of that. Now, they say that they can lie to their enemy because it's no big deal. The other dude was a doctor. His name was Doctor Some Old Bullshit. And I was like, that's funny, because the doctor who is getting respect in this country just because of the fact that he's a doctor, that people assume that he's gone through all this doctorate and all that shit to get his degrees, they respect this nigga. He don't give a fuck about us. And then the other nigga who's the imam, or whatever the fuck he is, the cleric, this nigga respects us, and we wouldn't respect him at all. You feel what I'm saying? Because he's walking around with a turban and reading the Bible or the Quran. The other one's walking around with a stethoscope like a doctor. Who would you trust more, nigga? You know what I'm saying? The nigga who don't give a fuck to tell you the truth. Yeah, that shit was just crazy to me. It really was. That shit was crazy to me. And that's the way it is. You got to look at it like that. You got to look at it like these motherfuckers is, the smarter they are, the more dangerous they are, nigga. Because they don't give a fuck. I also was hearing that all of a sudden there's supposed to be a decline of MS-13 gangbangers. What's going on there?
MS-13.
Saying that they deported so many of these niggas.
Right.
So they said, well, I forgot what shit I was watching where they were like, Trump is just breaking down these immigrant gangs. I was like, okay. So I told Smokey and said, he's worried. You know what I mean? Hey, Smoke, sometime
yeah.
this weekend I'm going to be texting you. I'll be texting you that Penny's goddaughter's number while she's going to be living out there. Remember I told you she's going to be moving out to Cali?
Okay.
Okay.
So I'm gonna text your number, and then I'm if it's all good, I'm going to text your number to her in case there's some
all
out
right.
of the blue emergency. You know what I'm saying?
Word.
Word.
So I'll get with you this weekend about that.
All right.
I don't know
we'll
why the whole shit clogged up right now.
On Sunday, we'll fuck around with you on that.
On the live stream?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. We'll do that.
I'll get my laptop out.
We'll see if Steve Stone will be around Sunday. I know. I'm pretty sure he'll probably call me Saturday. If we go to the strip club, nigga, I'm Facebook Live in that shit, dogs.
There you go. I'll watch.
You could be right there with us.
That'd be damn right.
And then we catch Steve paying for some pussy on Facebook Live and that shit, too.
I put it on my chin.
I'll be zooming in on the money like, Steve, that's a whole month's rent, nigga. You gonna pay for that, nigga? Come on. Look at your dick ain't even worth that, nigga. Come on. You know what I'm saying? Come on. Don't do that.
Come on.
Yo, charge the nigga his dick worth. I ain't taking $6. Listen, bitch. I ain't telling you to take $6, but you know what I'm saying? You ain't gonna charge him no $300.
Right. His birthday, come on.
Oh,
it's his birthday. Let him get it right. Let him shoot up the club, bitch.
If not, give him 5 for 1. Come on.
Yo, you know what shoot up the club means?
Shoot up the club?
Shoot up the club?
Yeah.
You
know what that means?
I got an idea what it means, but what it means really.
It means skiing up in your bitch. Shoot up the club. So now, when you see a bitch that's fine, you be like, "Damn, shorty, I shoot up the club, boo. Why not? What's up?" I just learned that today. I was like, "Oh, that's so smooth. I can't wait to run up on an older bitch." Like, "Excuse me, would you care if I was to shoot up your club?" Shoot up the club. Oh, my God. I don't know what's been going on, but for some reason, I'm getting all these prison shits coming in my fucking Facebook, on my YouTube feeds.
Uh-oh.
Like, you know, dudes Uh-oh. Talking about how to prepare for prison. And how one of the dudes was funny. He was talking about all the shit he'd gone through in prison. But he's just a funny type of dude, you know what I'm saying? So the stories, they sound funny as fuck. So I'm looking at one of these stories, and this nigga made a prison cake. Smokey, nigga, I know how to make a prison cake, Smoke. All you need is some zigzags or some zoom zooms, and you good. Some Pepsi and an empty potato chip bag. You good. So, yo, one of these days, we're going to be getting lighted up in a motherfucker hotel bullshit, stuck up there getting fucked up. I'm going to make a motherfucker prison cake, nigga. Straight out of the condiment section. I'm wondering if these niggas is trying to set me up, trying to prepare me for prison. It's like if these niggas know something, I don't know.
I don't know.
Yo, I have been... for the longest time, locking my dog up in the laundry room because I've been angry with him. You know what I'm saying? But other things, all this prison shit keeps coming up. The nigga has been roaming around free around my house. Like, yo, nigga, you got full range around my home.
Take care of daddy.
Take care of daddy.
Like, nigga, I don't even want you to listen. You sleep right by the door, nigga. Don't move. Stay right there.
No food.
I'm up all night pacing. Like, yo, nigga, everything good? That nigga be looking at me like wagging his tail. Like, it's all good, nigga. Oh man, I'm breaking down already. We got 10 minutes left. I'm breaking down. My nostrils are closed all the way. I'm feeling the chills. I'm getting. I don't know. I hate when I get like this. It's when I'm not wearing a shirt.
Damn allergy. Damn allergy.
Yeah, you know, I'm trying to flex my muscles in case, you know, in case the feds, the any of those motherfuckers is watching, checking me out, they can see what they're betting, what they're in for, dogs. You know what I'm saying?
Boom, 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 boom.
Boom. Amen. But all right, let's get ready to run this out of here. I wish I'd have had some more fucking audio. I don't got shit. I can't even tell Clinch or nothing. Word up. These niggas right here in the block talk, they just horrible, bro. Word up. Let me tell you.
Right.
This nigga, I've been paying $40 a month for maybe 4 or 5 years, okay?
Right.
Them niggas made a little bit of change off me, right?
You're right.
These niggas every fucking month, I'm like, yo, go premium, dogs, go premium. I'm already fucking premium, you prick. The fuck is you? Why is you asking me to go premium for? You know what I'm saying? So now,
this is attitude,
I don't want to fuck with them. I let them know. These niggas is like, yo, they bumping my shit off. Boom. Straight bump my shit all off. I was like, you know what? These niggas right here, is just they just too much. These niggas make it seem like these niggas is the YouTube or fucking blogging or some shit. Cut these niggas off, man. It's just bullshit. The audios will still be if you want to go back for the history. Motherfuckers can come back, check out the history and see how we started and how we got all the way to here. But from here, it don't end. It's just that we're just going to move over to a different spot. So we got to go up to the YouTubes. Go look for the D420 show. And when you look for us, look for Smoker Joe. Go put out Mendo Dope. Look for Mendo Dope. Go check out kmacradio.org.
Yeah.
Make sure that you check out all the links so you can keep in contact with all the niggas. Because we're going to keep doing it. We ain't going to stop. It's going to keep on moving. You know what I'm saying? But I want to get it to where, damn, we've been doing this for so many years with the audio. These fuckers haven't been doing anything like no real upgrades to get us some video or nothing. So we might as well move it ourselves. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So that's basically what's going down now. We just got to move the studio, that all.
Shit.
So that's what it is. All right, Smokes. You wanna get us up out of here? That way we can start preparing for our weekend and then get everything ready for Sunday so when we try out this live stream.
Yeah man.
Yeah man.
Penny, you have a great little vacation. That was the time when broke kids. 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 Bro It was funny. Oh, man. That was hilarious.
We're going to get back to all the good stuff, you know what I'm saying?
The people that came across the defense, like Nick Black.
Sally.
Oh, not that girl, but the other one.
She punched guys in the asshole.
Yeah, that's some shit, man.
Mikey Mike.
Even back when you had your little.
Ignite.
Henry Hamm.
You know what I'm saying? We had a lot of people come through. No bullshit. You know?
So we'll take the new version, and we'll make it better.
Yes, sir. We're gonna reformulate this Voltron vehicle. That way, you know what?
We're gonna put in a new smart pot.
Recording separately and audio separately, doing this blog talk on the radio, and then recording the video to try to get the video up on the YouTube. That was just a lot of work. It was just so much
right.
to go through.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So now I'm trying to see if we can find a way to bring it all together. You know what I'm saying? Because if
that's
you're
it.
Listening to the
that's
show,
it.
You're enjoying the show for the full length of time. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So instead of me cutting down the video to make what's funny and what's this and what's that, you get everything raw. You're going to get us live. You'll be able to give us your feedback straight from there, which I dislike because my motherfuckers don't like me. They want to tell me, and I hate hearing that shit. Like, yo, nigga, who the fuck cares to hear? You don't give a fuck, nigga. I'm saying, I'm just curious. Who cares to hear that? You know what I'm saying? It's fun because it passes the time. It keeps us connected. It keeps us moving. I'm always constantly looking in the news and shit for shit to talk about. So it keeps us abreast of what's going on when it comes to the news and shit like that. So.
I like to get the homies on the East Coast right now. Boom.
Everybody who called in,
fun facts, the homies
got in. Jack Stone. Everybody who's put in
60
really
seconds.
And we're going to go over to YouTube, is that all?
That's
so, Smokey, get us up out of here so we can say goodnight.
Sending smoke signals from the West Coast. That's loud in the morning, 9 a.m. West Coast time. www.kmcradio.org. Boom, puffing it. 9:20, gonna be 4:20 somewhere. Boom. Lipside side to side. 9 p.m. to midnight after 10 o'clock.
Yeah, yeah.
Boom.
All right, it's your boy Ant Live. I want to thank my brother from another mother, Smoke and Joe. I want to say a big shout out and a happy belated birthday to my motherfucking dog, Steve Stoner, the old boner, the old bastard. You know what I'm saying? Big shout out to Tyler P going on her vacation, you know what I'm saying? I hope she has fun because I'm trying to throw out some big
thing
out the street. You know what I'm saying? And who else? Everybody rocking with us 365 shows we've given you guys. We hope you guys will join us for another 365 or better on YouTube and wherever else we go. We love all the support. We love all the people that have joined us, everybody that's been a part of us. And we just want to thank you for all of that, because it's been fun. It's been great. It's been a wonderful Thursday night, every night, for no matter how many fucking years it's been, 365 shows. That would be the equivalent of one full year every single day doing the show. And we've got it popping. You know what I'm saying? So it's your boy live. Smoking Joe. Steve Stoner. Never be in the background. And it's the D420 show. We are out of here. Blog Talk Radio. Go kiss my ass. But everybody else who joined us, I appreciate you, motherfuckers. And we are moving onward and upward. YouTube and beyond!
The D420 show is sponsored in part by Wine V Incorporated, clothing line and barbershops. Fueled by Ant Live Comedy. Powered and directed by Ant Live Comedy. Humor added by Ant Live Comedy. We'd like to thank all our friends and our fans all across the world who've been listening to us on the blogtalkradio.com/It's the D420 Show. Also watching us up on youtube.com/The D420 Show. Thanks, y'all. Bud, peace, and happiness. Once again, thanks for listening to the D420 show.
Yeah.